Blog Talk Radio.
Say it loud. I'm blacks, black, and I'm proud. Say it loud. I'm blacks, B-L-A-X, black, B-L-A-C-K, and proud. Say it loud. Capital B, capital L, capital A, capital X, capital B, capital L, capital A, capital C.
Jambo, hello, Kiswahili. How's everybody today? As the first day of the work week begins, the second day of the actual work. Today on Blacks, BLX, Black, BLACK, radio, we're going to be talking about the Wade Davis Bill of 1864 was a bill to guarantee to certain states whose governments have been usurped or overthrown a Republican form of government proposed for the Reconstruction of the South. Lincoln vetoed this bill for the simple fact the bill made readmittance to the Union for former Confederate states contingent on a majority in each ex-Confederate state to take the ironclad oath that they had never in the past supported the Confederacy. The bill passed in both houses of Congress, but was pocket vetoed and never took effect. It was written by two radical Republicans, Benjamin Wade of Ohio and Henry Winter Davis of Maryland. Although federally imposed conditions seemed logical, there was a widespread belief that Southern Unionism would return the seceded states to the Union after the Confederacy military party was broken. Anyway, they had 18 yay, 13 nay, 19 not voting. Lincoln's objection was the idea that states need to rejoin the Union, an idea that remitted the whole bill. States were not constitutionally allowed to secede in the first place, so the ordinance of secession were null and void from the moment they passed. The war was being fought to compel the obedience of rebellious individuals, not of rebellious states. The bill compelled those states to draft new constitutions banning slavery, which was arguably unconstitutional at the time, as Congress had no power to deal with slavery within individual states. On a more pragmatic level, Lincoln also feared the bill would sabotage his own Reconstruction activities in states like Louisiana, Arkansas, and Tennessee, all of which had passed ordinances of secession but were under federal occupation and control by pro-Union governments. Wade Davis would jeopardize the state-level emancipation movements in loyal border states like Missouri and Maryland. It underscored how differently Lincoln and radical Republicans viewed Confederates. Lincoln believed they could be coaxed back into peaceful coexistence, while radical Republicans believed the Confederates were traitors and therefore could not be trusted. A view that arguably proved correct during Reconstruction, Lincoln ended up killing the bill with a pocket veto, and it was not resurrected. One more time. Here we go again. Here we go again. The bill threatened. The Wade Davis bill threatened to destroy the delicate political coalitions which Lincoln had begun to construct between Northern and Southern moderates. More broadly, it underscored how differently Lincoln and radical Republicans viewed Confederates. Lincoln believed they could be coexed back into peaceful coexistence. One more time, Lincoln wanted to deal with the Confederates, but as long as they understood, we both, but we can, you know, you can be a part of this. One more time, while radical Republicans believed the Confederates were traitors and therefore could not be trusted. Bam. One more time. Here it is again. Why they got the word radical Republicans. See, that's what I'm trying to tell you. The Republican was all about getting rid of that Confederate shit, period. Lincoln believed in, hey, it's okay, but we're going to work it out so that you can keep what you got, but you're going to, how we going to do this is you're going to keep what you got, but we're going to put a new name on it. That's all that was. That's all Lincoln was about. But one more time, the Republicans, wow, they say, wow, radical Republicans, wow. One more time, the Republicans was about blacks, black people once again, because Republicans believed the Confederates were traitors and therefore could not be trusted. Wow. But Lincoln, like, oh, they can be trusted because we're just going to rename slavery. Yeah. Wow. So that's why the Wade Davis bill was vetoed by Abraham Lincoln, because Abraham Lincoln was all about the con, 1, 2, 3, continuation of the desecration of the blacks, man, the blacks, woman, while the Republicans, radical as they say, they radical because they want to make sure that the black man and the black woman be free. Wow. One more time. I keep telling people time and time again, when you look back, reach back, and think about things, you can understand how these things came about. One more time. The Wade Davis bill was how the Republicans was trying to make sure that blacks, men and women would be free. And Abraham Lincoln vetoed the bill so that he could stay friends with the people in the South. Wow. Wow. Particularly Louisiana, Arkansas, Tennessee. One more time. Stop brain whitewash. One more time. The Wade Davis bill was vetoed by Abraham Lincoln so that he could come, 1, 2, 3, continue his involvement with the South without actually announcing his involvement with the South, while the Republicans was all about freeing the black man, the black woman, for real. Learn something new every day. In order for us to go forward, we must take 3 steps backwards to understand the past so that we can look forward to the future. One more time. I am Republican and going to stay Republican, because every time I turn around, it was about the freedom of the blacks, black man and woman, the black family. One more time. I saw these honors. Thank you very much. Moti Kubenga, one love. Baraka, blessing. Amani, Katoka, you. Peace from above. Trip, seed. Cool, calm, and collected.